And why aren't you ready?
Now, Brian, you have to understand. I'm not going to that party with you tonight.
Then I'm not going either. I'm not.
You can use the Duesenberg. And, I have a date for you.
Who, Vera?
Certainly not. You couldn't trust Vera. Agnes!
Agnes! You can't expect me to be sitting at a fashionable party like that! Would you ask Toscanini to lead a harmonica band?
Oh, now, Brian!
You don't appreciate me! I'm a minstrel without a lute!
Oh, not those lutes again!
I won't take Agnes to that party tonight! I won't!
Head up! Shoulders back! Come in! That's right, Agnes, tonight you're the Queen of Romania!
Well...
This is Gloria. Gloria Upson. And this is my Auntie May, Mrs. Burns.
I can't tell you how pleased I am to make your acquaintance.
Come in, children, come in. I have some friends here I'd like you to meet.
Auntie May, you promised.
This is my secretary, Miss Gooch. My right-hand man, my Boswell, you might say. And this is Miss Upson and my nephew, Patrick.
Can this be the helpless little infant you found in a basket on your doorstep?
Oh, and this is Agnes's date. What was his name again, Agnes? Old Bannon, wasn't it?
We'll be on our way. Good night!
I can't tell you how pleased I am to have made your acquaintance, Mr. Old Bannon. And Miss Boswell.
Now... Patrick says you're very special to him. That means you're very special to me, too.
My, what a stunning apartment you have here, Mrs. Burnside. Don't tell me you've read all these books.
Not all of them. Oh, do sit down. Would you care for a cognac or jambu?
Would you like another hot chocolate, honey?
Oh, not a thing. On our way to Bunny's, Patrick and I just stuffed ourselves at Howard Johnson's. And do you know what your silly nephew did? He spoke French to the waiter. Imagine anybody speaking French to the waiter at Howard Johnson's. Show off.
If nobody minds, I think I'll have something. Oh, you're at school, dear?
Oh, I'm an Upper Richmond girls' school girl.
Well, how did you get that lovely tan so early in the spring?
Oh, I played hooky for a couple of weeks. Moms and Adams and I went down to our place in Fort Lauderdale. We have a place in Fort Lauderdale.
While she was gone, it was the longest 2 weeks of my life. And yet, it's the funniest thing, Auntie Maine. When Gloria and I are together, we don't really do much of anything. I mean, we don't even talk. I'm just so busy staring at
it. Silly.
Have you chosen your major yet, dear?
Chosen my major?
What courses are you taking at school?
Oh, just the general sort of liberal arts thing. You know, English lit and like that. Upper Richmond's top drawer, really top drawer.
Someday I'd love to meet mums and dads.
Well, we don't want to bother you with a lot of family stuff.
Naturally, we'll expect you at the wedding.
The wedding?
I told you it was definite, Auntie May.
We've decided on a September wedding. It's lovely then, just lovely, at the Church of the Heavenly Rest. That's right near our place at Mom's Bank.
Oh, September, dear me. tell me, just where is Mountebank?
Right above Derry. You'll love it. It's the most restricted community in our part of Connecticut.
I'll get a blood test.
If we hurry, we can still catch the last couple of dances at the country club.
Oh, I hate to have you rush off. I can't tell you how pleased I am to have made your acquaintance.
I'll drop you a note to let you know how things turn out.
Do that.
Isn't she a dream?
Oh, yes, yes. Patrick, did I pass inspection?
You are great, Auntie Mae. Really, top draw.
What'll I ever buy in those damn long pants?